Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I am a huge baseball fan. You may wonder how I can stand watching a sport wherein nothing happens for days on end and fans fall asleep by the seventh inning stretch. Maybe it's because of the players' names. Here are some. They are so cool. I'm not making any of these up. Van Lingle Mungo. Hi, my name is Mrs. Mungo, and this is my son Van Lingle Mungo. Coco Crisp, isn't that cool? Oil Can Boyd, Razor Shines, and J.J. Putz. No wonder I love baseball. You know, I actually played minor league baseball. I did. Very minor league. Little league is what they called it, I think. If your child plays little league baseball, you know exactly how it works. The coach lines the parents up and says, "Congratulations on your child making our elite team, the Saskatoon Sand Poodles. I'm Coach Goodenough, and on weekends, your child is mine, totally mine. This weekend, we will travel to Puerto Rico, where we will play the San Sebastian Piranhas. We got quite a deal this year, so it'll only cost you about $23,000 per family, plus snacks. Next weekend is more of a home series in coastal Florida, where we'll play the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. What's that? You don't have a passport? Get one. You don't have enough time? Quit your job. You don't have enough money? Where's your commitment, Bob? Take out a loan. And don't forget the cost of shoes, cleats, jerseys, hats, sunglasses, water bottles, and pants. I'm pretty excited," the coach continues. "If we win this division, we go to the Little League World Series in Turkey and fly home just in time to start football season." Well, speaking of football season, this past fall, we traveled a bit to watch our 11-year-old grandson, Andre, play tackle football. I'm serious. Andre played each Saturday, and it was a hoot to watch. They won their first game 67-6, so it was close until that opening kickoff. After the game, I congratulated Andre. "Know what I like," I said. "You did your best, and you had fun." He grinned. It was true. Then I reminded him not to tackle a player who doesn't have the ball. We laughed. "I got a penalty," he said. And he was right, he did. One of the benefits of sports is that they teach us about life, that we're all sinners, that there are rules, that life isn't fair. In one golf tournament, Ben Crenshaw, the PGA player, lost his golf ball in the top of a palm tree. His caddy climbed a ladder and shook the tree vigorously. A ball fell down. It wasn't Ben's. The caddy shook it some more. 2 dozen golf balls fell. None belonged to Crenshaw. So he took a 2-stroke penalty. Oh man, golf is not fair. And life isn't. God's rules can seem restrictive, unfair, strict, and inhibiting too. But in the end, they are there for our good, for our flourishing, for our pleasure. As surely as the planets and stars function best within the Creator's laws, so will we. In John 15:14, God's Son, Jesus, says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." Ben Crenshaw once said that the reward from obeying the rules of golf has been, quote, "the incredible enjoyment I've gotten from the game." The surest pathway to pleasure comes through humble obedience to the God who designed us, knows us so well, and loves us. So it can be with you and me and 11-year-old Andre, win or lose, regardless of our name.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.